Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Joe.
Alright, so we're talking a little bit today about Christmas traditions and things that we see at Christmas, like Santa.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get started, let's talk a little bit about Christmas traditions we had when we were young. So in my house, on Christmas Eve, we were always allowed to open one gift.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, it was different in my house. You know what we did is, mm-hmm. on Christmas Eve, we would open presents from family,
okay.
and from friends, so
mm-hmm.
more than one, usually.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Christmas morning, it was the gifts from Santa.
Oh,
the gifts
okay.
from Santa, yes.
Mm.
So we got, it was like two Christmases, almost.
Right. That's
one the night
great.
Before, yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Presents for two straight days.
Mm-hmm.
But that was our kind of family thing. I know other families did something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you, they say they open one gift.
One gift, yeah.
Just so that, and it's especially good when you're young, because otherwise
mm-hmm.
you'll be up all night saying, oh my goodness, what did I get? I'm not going to sleep at all.
Yeah, it did help me to sleep a little bit better. And then you wake up really early in the morning and you run
Super early. You
jump on your parents' bed and you say, Santa came! It's time to open the gift!
Some parents also had traditions where they would say, look, if you wake me up before 7, there's going to be no presents. Okay,
yeah.
So at least stay in bed until 7 in the morning. That's
mm-hmm.
all I ask.
Yeah.
Just to sleep in a little bit.
Yes. All right, so let's get started on our article today, which is all about the man who brings the gifts, Santa.
Reading. Jingle all the way to Santa School. As Christmas approaches, shopping malls are filled with one familiar call. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas! It's the catchphrase of Santa Claus, who is also known as Jolly Old Saint Nick. He's the man who brings presents to all the good little boys and girls of the world on Christmas. These mall Santas weren't born knowing how to shake their bellies when they laugh. They didn't always know how to spread Christmas cheer or warmly ask whether a child has been naughty or nice either. They had to study, and there's no better place to learn about being Santa than at the Santa School. There are many training centers for aspiring Santas around the world. However, none have the history and prestige of the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School. Founded in 1937 in Albion, New York, the traveling program has changed hands over the years. It is now run by Tom and Holly Vallant, a pair of Santa fans.
All right, so our article starts out today by saying, as Christmas approaches, shopping malls are filled with one familiar call. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very Santa-like greeting or call.
I feel like I've played a good Santa now and then.
You could play a good Santa. You're ready for the mall.
You're ready
for the shopping mall Santa job.
All right.
We're talking about as Christmas approaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's a verb, and it's spelled A-P-P-R-O-A-C-H. Approach. And it's used to say that an event or period of time gets closer in time and will happen soon.
Mm.
For example, Wendy's birthday is approaching, so we should think about buying her a gift. That just
right.
means her birthday is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen soon, so they need to start thinking about what to get her. Here, we're talking about Christmas approaching,
mm-hmm.
so Christmas is getting closer.
All right. Now, the article goes on to say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. It says, it's the catchphrase of Santa Claus, who is also known as Jolly Old Saint Nick. Now, we see the word catchphrase here. It's pretty long. It's spelled C-A-T-C-H-P-H-R-A-S-E, catchphrase. It's two words put together, catch and phrase. And it's a short, well-known phrase that is popular because a famous person says it. For example, I always think about McDonald's when I hear the catchphrase, I'm lovin' it.
We also saw the adjective jolly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a word we often use to describe Santa. It's spelled mm-hmm. J-O-L-L-Y, jolly. It just means somebody is friendly mm-hmm. and cheerful.
Now, right.
Of course, Santa Claus is friendly and cheerful.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we might say, my next door neighbor is such a jolly person. He's always laughing and giving us little treats.
So kind of sounds like Santa.
Sounds a little. Maybe the neighbor is Santa Claus.
Right.
Maybe this is a neighbor in the North Pole.
Mm. Now, we talked about jolly old Saint Nick in that sentence. Now, Saint Nick was also known as Saint Nicholas, and he was a special person he was a Greek church leader a long time ago, I think the 4th century, 3rd or 4th century, who was turned into a saint. But he was well known for his secret gift giving, which is why Santa Claus is sometimes called Saint Nick.
Yes, a lot of different countries will have mm-hmm. Sort of different stories about where
mm-hmm.
Santa Claus or somebody similar to Santa mm-hmm. has come from.
Right.
It's kind of all come together into this one character that we mm-hmm. know today. Now it says he's the man, we're talking about Santa,
mm-hmm.
who brings presents to all the good little boys and girls of the world on Christmas. Yes,
mm.
of course, you have to be good,
mm-hmm.
in theory, to mm-hmm. get a present from Santa Claus. You're mm-hmm. supposed to behave and be nice and be good to people and help little old ladies cross the street and mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we always see Santa Claus everywhere as Christmas approaches.
Especially in the shopping mall.
Yes.
Now, the article says these mall Santas weren't born knowing how to shake their bellies when they laugh. Now, we see the word belly here, which is a fun word. I like to say this word. It's spelled B-E-L-L-Y, belly. And it's another word for stomach, or the area of your body where your stomach is located. For example, we could say the little boy is lying on his belly watching TV. That means he's lying like this, so the belly is on the ground. Now, if they didn't learn how to shake, if they weren't born knowing to shake their bellies, where do they learn it?
Yeah, it doesn't just come naturally. These are skills that mm-hmm. you have to study. You have to practice.
They must have to know other skills as well.
They have to know a lot of different things mm-hmm. to do this job. It's a very serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
It also says they didn't always know how to spread Christmas cheer.
Okay.
Or warmly ask whether a child has been naughty or nice either. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of different things that mall Santas
have to know. Right.
First of all, they have to spread Christmas cheer
okay.
around. If you spread something, it's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
Spread is spelled S-P-R-E-A-D, spread. It means to cause something to be present in more areas.
Okay.
So you move it around
right.
In your own way.
Mm-hmm.
For example, news of the fire spread quickly through the small town.
Mm-hmm.
Soon everyone knew about it. So one
okay.
person tells another person
mm-hmm.
who tells somebody else. That's how information spreads. But
mm-hmm.
you can spread emotions too,
mm-hmm.
such as cheer. Yes.
So cheer is a noun and it's spelled C-H-E-E-R, cheer, and it's a feeling of happiness. So Santa is basically spreading the feeling of happiness around to all of the people. For example, the children at the hospital were filled with cheer when someone dressed as Superman came to visit them. So they feel happy, this feeling of happiness all of the children have when they get to meet Superman.
Now, one of the things that Santa will ask you,
mm-hmm.
if you're a kid and you go to the mall and you sit with Santa,
mm-hmm.
he'll probably ask you, have you been naughty or nice? Now,
mm-hmm.
we know what nice is. Nice means that you're good.
You're good.
You behave
mm-hmm.
well.
You're kind.
You don't cause trouble. You're
mm-hmm.
not a troublemaker. That's what naughty means, though.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty is an adjective, and it's spelled N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Naughty. This describes someone who behaves badly
mm-hmm.
or does not do what you asked them to do. For example,
mm.
Jane ate the cookie before dinner, even though her mother had asked her not to. So she was punished for being naughty.
No dessert for Jane.
No dessert for you. So
mm-hmm.
that's what it means to be naughty. And Santa's going to ask you, have you been naughty? Have you been like a bad
mm-hmm.
little boy or girl? Or have you been nice? Have you been good or behaved well?
Now, if you've been naughty, you might not get the gifts you're looking for. So let's hope you've been nice. Now, let's find out where these mall Santas learned to do these things. It said before that they weren't born knowing how to do it, so they had to learn it. The article says they had to study, and there is no better place to learn about being Santa than at the Santa School.
So if you want to be Santa, you go to Santa school.
That makes sense.
If you want to be a lawyer, you go to law school.
Right.
If you want to be Santa, you go to Santa school.
Okay.
Now, there are many training centers for aspiring Santas around the world. Yes. What's that?
That's something I did not know before.
No, me neither. I just thought, you know, you want to be Santa, you go apply for the job. They say, here's your suit, here's your beard, there's your chair. Done.
That's how I thought it worked.
No, but if you're an aspiring Santa, you have to go to school.
All right.
Aspiring is an adjective, and it's spelled A-S-P-I-R-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
Aspiring. If you're an aspiring something, like an aspiring actor or actress, it means you're hoping to be successful in something. You want to try to do something, and you hope that you will be successful in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the aspiring young artist hopes to attend the best art school in the country.
That makes sense as well. Aspiring artist, art school. Aspiring Santa,
Santa school.
Now, the article says, however, none have the history and prestige of the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School. It's a long name for a Santa school. But we saw the word prestige here to describe the school. Now, prestige is a noun, and it's spelled P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, prestige. It's got a zh sound there, even with the G. And it's the respect someone or something gets because they are successful or have an important position in society. For example, this important job will bring you a lot of prestige because of the hard work you'll have to do.
Let's learn more about this Santa school now. It says, founded in 1937 in Albion, New York, the traveling program has changed hands over the years. So it's been around for a long time because we say it was founded in 1937.
Okay.
If something is founded, that's a verb, and it's spelled F-O-U-N-D, found.
Mm-hmm.
We found something. And it doesn't mean that you actually are looking for something and you say, there it is, I found it. No, this means to begin or create something, especially a company.
Right.
For example, we could say that the school was founded in 1916, so it celebrated its 100th birthday this year.
Okay. Now, we also saw the phrase change hands here, which is today's shortcut for you. So we're going to take a little break to find out more about it.
Shortcut for you.
I can't believe you tricked me into coming here.
I'm so curious about this house.
Why?
I want to know why it changed hands almost every year.
What? People change hands when they lived here.
I want to leave. I like my hands.
No, silly. If something changes hands, it goes from one owner to another.
Oh, I see. To change hands means 转手易主.
Oh, no. I think I know the reason why.
The reason for what?
The reason for why this house changed hands over the years?
Why?
Run!
All right, so change hands actually means when something changes hands, it gets a new owner. It means one person doesn't own it anymore and another person does. So new hands own this thing. For example, this dress has changed hands many times. First it was Becky's, then Vera's, now it's mine. So it's had three owners.
So it's changed hands. It's the Santa school has changed hands. It's had different owners throughout the years because, you know, it's been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
So it's one of the oldest. It's one of the best Santa schools. It's like the Harvard of Santa schools out there.
Okay.
Now, it is now run by Tom and Holly Vallant, a pair of Santa fans. Yes.
I think you have to be a big Santa fan to run a Santa school.
I would hope so. They're dedicating their lives to teaching people how to be the best Santas they can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
We say that they are a pair of Santa fans. Of course, a pair just means that there are two of them.
Mm-hmm.
They also happen to be a couple, Tom and Holly Vallant.
Now, I wonder if Tom dresses up at the beginning of the school year as Santa, and Holly is Mrs. Santa.
Mrs. Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, maybe they are permanently Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to find at this Santa school, but the people who go there are very passionate about being the best possible Santa Claus and giving kids really good memories of their visit to Santa at the mall. They never want them to be... There's always some kids who go to visit Santa at the mall, and they're scared, and they're crying, and it can be a tough experience. But if you're an experienced Santa, you'll know exactly how to handle that.
All right. Well, that's the end of the article for today, but we're going to go to our For You chat before we finish up.
For You chat.
All right, so we've been talking about Santa and mall Santas who have to learn how to be Santa at Santa school. So today our question is, do you remember the first time you saw Santa Claus at a shopping mall or elsewhere when you were a child? What was the experience like?
Well, I was really, really small the first time my parents took me to see Santa. I think I was maybe only 2 or 3 years old.
Okay.
And so I have kind of foggy memories a little bit about it. I have a picture, of course. A lot of parents have that picture of their little baby or little toddler sitting sitting on Santa's knee. I was probably kind of scared. I was probably one of those kids who went up there and saw this stranger who had a big beard and a big red suit, and he was really big. You know, Santas, they're usually
a bit bigger.
They have a big belly, and I think this guy, he was really tall too, so I was kind of like, this guy's huge, what are you? But he was very friendly, of course, you know, he was very jolly, as we say, so I think eventually I was like, okay. This guy's all right, he's not going to hurt me, he's just being friendly, he's asking me some questions. I don't really understand them, but I was very young, but I think it was okay. I wasn't one of those kids that just started going,
which you see, and it's now that I'm an adult, it's kind of funny.
It's kind of cute to watch it now, and you know, all the other parents in line, if there's one kid that starts crying, they kind of laugh a little bit. It's kind of funny, and it's expected sometimes.
Now they have to be really experienced to deal with that, so I'm sure you calm down after a while. No, I'm the same. I don't really remember many of my trips to see Santa. I think I figured out who Santa was pretty early on, so I probably stopped going after a while.
Yeah, eventually we all learn the truth about Santa. Sadly, but for the first little while, it's a lot of fun.
Right. Now, that's all the time we have for today, so listen up for our article tomorrow where we continue talking about this Santa school. But for now, I'm Erin.
And I'm Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jingle all the way to Santa school. As Christmas approaches, shopping malls are filled with one familiar call. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas! It's the catchphrase of Santa Claus, who is also known as Jolly Old Saint Nick. He's the man who brings presents to all the good little boys and girls of the world on Christmas. These mall Santas weren't born knowing how to shake their bellies when they laugh. They didn't always know how to spread Christmas cheer or warmly ask whether a child has been naughty or nice either. They had to study, and there's no better place to learn about being Santa than at the Santa School. There are many training centers for aspiring Santas around the world. However, none have the history and prestige of the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School. Founded in 1937 in Albion, New York, the traveling program has changed hands over the years. It is now run by Tom and Holly Vallant, a pair of Santa fans. Vocabulary Review. Approach. My brother's birthday is approaching, but I still don't know what to get for him. Belly. My uncle has a big belly because he eats a lot and hardly ever exercises. Spread. Mary spread the news about her wedding by putting a photo of her ring online. Cheer. There was cheer all through the village when the king and queen passed through. Naughty. Henry is a naughty student. He's always playing tricks on others at school. Found. Our company was founded in 1946. It started as a small shop but grew into a large business.